LS 3 4.7
So, basically, we can all be put somewhere on a line between extreme maximizers and extreme satisficers. Think about it. Which type of decision maker are you? Now, the next point of my talk today is that the decision-making style that you tend to adopt can have important impacts on your behavior and psychological condition. Now, obviously, if you struggle to make decisions, then it's going to decrease your happiness. And unsurprisingly, we find that maximizers overall report much lower ratings of happiness with life than satisficers do. That's understandable, I think. But recent research reveals some other interesting things too. Firstly, maximizers tend to experience strong feelings of regret more often than satisficers. Probably because they spend time after making a decision worrying about whether they made the best choice and often thinking they missed out. What is very surprising, however, is that recent research indicates that maximizers don't actually behave the way we expect them to when they make decisions. The expectation is that maximizers always spend a long time considering choices carefully before reaching a decision. But in fact, a 2007 study by Andrew Parker and colleagues in Pittsburgh suggested that maximizers don't always spend very long making decisions in the first place. In fact, the evidence suggests that they tend to worry intensely, make a snap decision which they haven't thought through very carefully, and then worry about whether they made the right decision afterwards. I must say, I'm a bit like that myself.